25% off almost everything at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, the Dress for Success Shop, and University Images. Do your Christmas shopping on campus Wednesday and get 25% off your favorite Michigan Tech merchandise. Remember, the public is always welcome. Michigan Tech apparel and gifts will please everyone on your list.
Heads or tails, kick or receive, with the wind or against the wind, here or there. Buy your friend a Bud Light. Buy a stranger a Bud Light. Go to your team's bar. Go to the opposing team's bar. Throw a party Monday night. Road trip to the game Sunday night. Go downtown with friends. Go further down to Argentina and make new friends. Buy a round during the next truck commercial. Buy a round during the next Talking Duck commercial. Rent a houseboat. Rent a haunted house. Change your name to Asiago Cheese. Change your name to Edward Victor Cold Breeze. Go hard. Take it easy. Go to a retro bar and dance to music from the 80s. Go to a senior citizens bar and dance with people in their 80s. If you're truly up for whatever this weekend, grab the perfect beer for whatever happens. Crisp, refreshing Bud Light. Make two plans and let the NFL coin toss make the call. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Why don't we get to a few of the questions that have already been emailed in, Coach, and we can start. Let me get a birthday wish in here first.
Sure.
They need to actually tell us the name of the birthday. Please wish Willow Beasley of Dollar Bay a happy birthday today.
Awesome. And, happy birthday, Willow.
Actually, that is going to be tomorrow.
So. Tomorrow.
Yeah, you got it in early. Nice.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, so let's get to our first question here for Coach Mel Pearson. And we actually, this question came in over the weekend. And we addressed it on the air for you because they're wondering about Joe Sean. Is he with the team anymore? Because they haven't heard him on the intermission breaks or behind the bench for a while.
Well, Joe's with the team. But, he was down in Lansing with us. He wasn't on the bench there, but he was doing some recruiting in Lansing. And then he went he opted out of the Alaska trip, Joe did. So Joe went over to the USHL and did some recruiting over there. And then from there, he went to the British Columbia Junior Hockey League. So it was a good opportunity for Joe to get on the road to see some players. And that's one of the keys, is we always like to have one assistant on the road with us when we're there. And then a lot of times we have two guys at home. But Joe's been out recruiting. He still is with the team, and I can't wait to get him back. So maybe he can figure it out and get us going a little bit. But no, he's been out there, and I know he's had a real successful trip, and it's good. So he gets back. I believe he will see him either today or tomorrow.
How much conversation did you have with Joe about the whole goaltending situation this weekend?
A little bit. I talked to him a little bit during this week about Jamie and just how many games he's played. And Joe watches the games and watches the goals. And, I had some concerns. I thought Jamie looked a little tired in practice this past week. And I told Joe, thinking of playing the other guy, on Friday. And he said, no, he'll be fine. He's just it's been a long year, and he'll be ready for the games. He bounces back and yada, yada, yada. So we played him on Friday, and I thought Jamie was fine. He didn't have to make too many great saves like I said, I think they had less than five grade A scoring opportunities when you charge that, which is unbelievable and unbelievably low. And, he played a good game. I didn't like the third goal, obviously, but you're going to have those goals go in, and he maybe didn't see it. Maybe get just directed or deflected enough to throw him off. It was more of a knuckleball. Like I said, so, and then after that I decided, he was good, but he wasn't great. So I just wanted to make sure, I don't want to burn him out. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to put Matt in. Matt's worked hard, as has Devin Kerr on practice. They've both looked good. Matt's had a little more experience. So we threw Matt in there, and we wanted to rally the team. We thought that would rally the team a little bit more, give them a little extra energy and incentive, and which I think it did. And I think they played fairly well in front of them. But but I didn't ask Joe about putting Matt in. So, but we'll talk more about it and then going forward. And Jamie will be back. Jamie will be ready for Friday. I think it's good for him just to have a couple days to relax.
Why hasn't Walker Hyland been playing? It says here he's been a solid defenseman over his career. You seem to switch a lot of the forwards in and out of the lineup, but rarely do with the defense.
Yeah, well, we've liked our defense. All these guys have played a lot of games last year, and we didn't lose much on defense. And obviously Dane Burks has come in and played well, and he can really skate and does a good job. And then Jimmy Davis has played extremely well when he's in. So fortunately, we just haven't had that opportunity. Part of it, too, is when you're on the road, you can only travel so many guys. So it's, you know, obviously he's been sort of the odd man out when we travel seven defensemen. It's been Walker. And, you know, I always want our seniors to make sure that they're better and than the underclassmen and playing better than they are because I expect that out of them, and they've been around. If all things are equal, I'll probably play the underclassmen. So, but Walker's going to get his chance at some point. He has played some games this year, a couple of games, I think maybe one or two games for us this year. So he's looked good in practice. He's just got to wait his opportunity.
All right, next question. The CCHA used to have a policy that a team traveling to Alaska received a bye the next weekend.
Right.
Is that a possibility for the WCHA or not possible now with two Alaska schools?
Well, it's hard with two Alaska schools, and that's part of the problem, you know, with scheduling right now. And scheduling is so critical. Like, you know, I was looking at Minnesota State. They finally made their first somewhat long road trip this weekend. You know, they went to Bowling Green, which it's probably about this same as us going down to Ferris State. So other than that, they've pretty well been around the state of Minnesota. So they haven't had to really travel at all at this point. And that's huge. It's really huge. You think we've been to the two longest road trips other than, you know, if you go to Alaska twice, other than there, we've been down to Alabama, Huntsville. We've been obviously up to Alaska. You know, we've been down to Ferris. We've been down to Michigan State. So we've done a fair amount of traveling already this early in the year. We've talked about it as coaches, but it's tough when you have both Alaskas to do that. I know it is a league rule when you play up in Alaska both weekends that you are supposed to get the next weekend off. So let's say we played Anchorage one weekend, stayed up there, played Fairbanks the next weekend. When you come home, that following weekend you are supposed to, you're required to have off. We had to try and set some parameters, but you can't fit them all in, and it's tough. It's like I said, you know, we'll see. Lake State's got to come back and play. Now they were only up there for the 4 or 5 days, so it's not like they had the 10-day road trip, but you know, they've got to come back and play, so we've got to try and take advantage of that.
It says here, we're halfway through, Coach. Do you feel we still have a shot at a pairwise bid, or do you think we'll have to win the final five to get into the tournament?
Well, it's, I think, a little early to be able to predict that, but we still have a chance. I mean, there's so much hockey left. I mean, there really is. I mean, we still have a chance for first place in our league, too. I mean, but obviously you want to do everything you can, so you're just not, you know, up to the committee or hoping to go to the last weekend or hoping to have to win your league championship. You want to do everything you can to put yourself in a position to try and qualify for one of those at-large bids. So having said that, you know, we got Bowling Green on our schedule the second half. We got Minnesota State on our schedule the second half. I don't know who will play in the GLI. We got Michigan State first. You know, we might get a crack at a team like Michigan, which is in the top 10. When we go out to Arizona, you know, Yale is, you know, out there. We get Connecticut first, which is a Hockey East team, which is an important non-conference game. So there's some opportunities to do some things to help our pairwise. And one of the best things you can do is win. So we've got to start to get on a little bit of a roll and put a streak together. And, you know, we got to get Dylan Stamen back. I can't wait to get him back in the lineup and get healthy again and get everybody on the same page. And then I really like this team. I know I really like this team. And we've been up and down a little bit, but like I said, one of the things, the biggest concern was you go from a team that, you know, nobody's really, you're not the red letter game. They might look past you at times, to now where, you know, we're one of those teams where everybody is, we're going to get their best effort. And I think in the long run, that makes us a much better team. But we have to understand that and be dialed in every weekend. And I can't tell you, I think there's only one game where I might say, you know, we are real bad this year, that we just didn't have any chance to win. Other than that, every game we've been in, we've had a chance to win. Even the games we've lost, you know, the one-goal losses, we're right there, a shot there, break there, post here, anything, you know. So we're there, which is good. That's the beauty of it, and I think we can play much better going forward. So I'm encouraged. I'm not discouraged at this point.
Coach Pearson, as a hockey coach at any level, what is the difference between your team, quote, just not playing well, or, quote, this team we are playing is darn good?
Yeah, no, I understand that question. You know, you don't want to take any credit away from the team that you've played and has beaten you twice, and I'm not trying to do that with Alaska Anchorage. Like I said, watching tape and whatnot, and he might not be referring to this weekend in specific, but it's a good weekend to look at it that way. You know, when you look at their team and how they've played and the teams they've played, they played Bowling Green split, they played Ferris, split, beat them 5-0 one night.
Yeah.
Penn State, you know, they got a tie with Penn State and actually played pretty well. You know, so when you look at their, you know, Minnesota State, they lost twice.